In style and form, what are the reasons, advantages for Singapore eclecticism? Is there any context at all for Western or Asian dramatic literature, or is everything starting from scratch each time?
I'll answer the second part first, because I think I've already kind of given an answer to the first part of the question. Mm-hmm. The second part of the question about whether or not there's any context, and I'm going to interpret context loosely to mean space for, right, platforms for, and sure, right, I think the thing about Singapore as a city is that, and this is an almost kind of like propaganda-ish way of thinking about Singapore, is that it is by virtue of like our position in the global economy, but also as a post-colonial English-speaking Asian nation, eclecticism is just kind of the texture of life in Singapore. Eclecticism is the texture of our history, and eclecticism is increasingly the texture and nature of our discourse. And I think it's a good thing that there is lots of stuff that you can see and do, and I think it challenges audiences to embrace what it means for something to be dramatic. My concern with it is that it's not happening fast enough, it's not happening fast enough or widely enough, and that like we are still, I'm going to repeat myself, we are still fairly sold on the idea of drama looking a certain way. And what concerns me is that a lot of commercial mainstream theatre is holding up this idea of what it means to be dramatic, and they're holding up you know, the kinds of plays and productions that we should be aspiring to. And that's dangerous, I think. Like the company Pangdemonium, for example, right? They bring in works from the best of Broadway and the West End, so-called, and they kind of like bring them here. So that, you know, one of the reasons for this being so you don't have to buy an expensive ticket to fly to the West End to watch a show, right? But of course, like first of all, the quality of work is completely different. But also, it's a very business-driven model. And it seems to suggest that the only way you can make money as a theatre protection practitioner in Singapore is if you're doing that kind of work. And, you know, the work of the starting from scratch kind of work, where we are trying to piece together ways, new ways of doing things, is, I guess, historically and traditionally, it's always going to be left at the fringe, which is unfortunate, because I think that, like, Singapore theatre culture needs to move to a point where we are willingly paying to see our playwrights tell stories about ourselves, about our nation, right, and to be entertained by, you know, the sound of our own voice. So there is a context for Western dramatic literature, sure. Whether or not it needs to be a smaller space is another question. There is also, I think, a context for Asian dramatic literature, less so actually, because a lot of it tends to be, I mean, it's just, what is Asian dramatic literature, and when are you talking about Asian dramatic literature? There are a lot of traditional Asian performance styles that that completely have no, like, almost very little to do with a lot of what we think is drama, in the sense that the theatre is a space where you hear people speak, for instance, right? I mean, look at Japanese, you know, a lot of Japanese theatrical forms, which is so completely out there, so deeply traditional, and yet when transplanted into the Singapore context, so completely avant-garde, because it's a completely different, like, medium, I think. I think it's, wow, I'm talking myself in circles here. I think that there are, like, yeah, what theatre is not a monolith, and that Western theatre, and I guess this is the basic point I made, really is a very specific offshoot of drama that sits alongside historically with other, you know, non-Western forms like Buto or No, or Wayang Kulit, right? And, you know, these Asian forms that, where did my sentence begin? It sits alongside these forms as, you know, a corpus of what it means to be, to know what the theatre means, but that, you know, like, really because of the history of the world, like, Western drama, dramatic forms in particular, are a little bit overprivileged. I did not answer your question at all, I'm sorry. Yeah, but that's all I have to say. Mm.